So you would like to think in this day and age that people wouldn't fall for internet scams, because I think, I would like to think to those listening, you know, those people who are listening to this audio recording now are fairly tech savvy and aware of what's going on when they're using the internet and email. And, you know, you would probably scoff at attempts to extract your money fraudulently, or your details or other data, and think, why do these people even bother trying? Well, my 67-year-old dad has just fallen for a scam, and I couldn't believe that he did. But as the story goes, I get a text message from my mother yesterday saying, we've got a virus. We've got a computer virus. And I questioned back on the Mac. My dad has an iMac. Yes was the answer. So I telephoned straight away, because, as the majority of people know, Macs aren't really prone to viruses. And, you know, I questioned what was going on. So via FaceTime on my mother's iPad, the details were such that my dad had recently spoken to someone from America. I said, why are you ringing America? And he said, well, it was a free phone number, UK free phone number. And I thought, okay. I said, who did you ring? He said, Apple. And I said, oh, have you got Apple Care? And he said, what's Apple Care? I said, have you bought an Apple Care insurance policy and you've phoned Apple? He says, I've phoned Apple. No, I said, you're not answering the question. Listen, my dad is a bit of an issue. He doesn't actively listen to what you're saying. He will hear you. He will hear the words coming out of your mouth, but he won't put those in the order in which you speak them. And he will make up what he thinks you're saying. So if you ever have the pleasure of meeting my dad, who's a really good man, you'll probably find that he doesn't really talk about what you're talking about. And that's because he doesn't listen to what you're saying. So I asked him, I said, right, what happened? And I said, hang on, before you go on, I said, did you get a pop-up on your screen saying, you know, there was lots of annoying advertisements, and then a pop-up came up saying, install, click on, are you getting, you know, annoying advertisements, click here to get rid of them. And then it took you to a website, and he's going, yes, yes. And I said, took you to a website and it says, buy this software because it can get rid of your things. Yes, yes. Okay. And he says, a bolt on is, I spoke to a guy in America and he said, he's taking me through some things on the computer. And he's saying, install this bit of software and make sure I don't disconnect from the internet as I'm talking to him. And I'm saying, you know, my blood's starting to boil at this point. And I said, okay. And I said, what's happening now? He says, there's all kinds of things coming up on the Mac screen now. And I was like, right, okay. I said, disconnect from the internet. And he said, how do you do that? I said, go to your wireless and turn the Wi-Fi off. How do you do that? My dad hasn't got a clue. Hasn't got a clue. I said, turn the Wi-Fi off on the Mac. Where's the switch? I said, on your screen, top right-hand side of your screen, little wedge shape, click on it, turn the Wi-Fi off. How do you do that? I didn't have a clue. So anyway, we turned that off, and it was still, the internet was still connected. I said, right, okay, take the power out the back of the Mac now. And my mother came into the picture, and I said, have you bought some she says, oh, your dad's put me credit, you know, my dad's paid for this software. And I said, phone the bank up now and cancel the card. Was it a credit card? Yes. Well, cancel the credit card and tell them what's happened and tell them I've told you why. So my mother is on the in the background on the phone to a credit card company to cancel it. And in the meantime, you know, my dad has pulled the power cable out the back of his iMac. And I'm explaining what's happening to him, and he's very embarrassed that he's fallen for this internet prank. And he says, but I was speaking to Apple, and I said to my dad, I said, hey, listen, you're not on the phone to your son Richard. I am now the king of Siam, and you may call me Sire. What do you mean? I said, I could tell you that I'm the king of the world. Are you going to believe that? Well, no. Well, hello. You, some guy who you've never met. He said, but I've phoned Apple. I said, you haven't phoned Apple, you lunatic. I said, where was the guy? In Texas. All right. And was he American? Well, he had a kind of Asian, Pakistani, Indian accent. I says, oh, really? Oh, really? Yes. There you go. So, my mother came off the telephone and she says, yeah, they've taken £390 off my credit card, but the payment hasn't actually, the credit card company said they could see that it's been actioned, but the payment hasn't gone through yet, and it will, the credit card is cancelled and it will be automatically blocked when it does hit them. It could have been a matter of minutes. And this conversation between my father and the American, you know, in commas, inverted commas, American fella, occurred like an hour and a half before I got the text message. So I explained that what happens is it was a big prank, and what they do is they ensure that you're still connected to the internet. They install their their software, which enables a two-way flow of information, and they can control your computer without you even knowing it and see everything that you're doing without even knowing it, and ultimately siphon off all the information. And I followed the conversation up with my mother this morning, and she says, oh, well, they wouldn't find much. Your dad's really boring. I said, for dad to have get that in the first place means he's been somewhere he shouldn't have been, generally. Now, what was going on was he'd installed a dodgy browser extension, and I want to reflect something that happened to me 2 weeks ago, I think it might have been. I was getting these automatic advert pop-ups within Google Chrome. I use Google Chrome, and my wife uses Safari, and just so we can keep our accounts kind of logged in, so to speak, you know, the browser automatically logs us in. And so I'd put this on the Audio Boo community, and I think Bernie Goldback may have had some interaction with me. And anyway, I did some research about that, and it was a browser extension which had installed itself in Chrome, but also it had migrated to Safari. So my dad had said that when he was on Google Chrome, he could see what was going on, and he could see my Google Plus profile was open and activated. Quite how that was, I don't know, because I'd logged out and I've changed passwords since I'd been logged in. So I'm a bit perturbed as to how that's happened. I've actually changed my Google Plus password twice since I was last on his machine. I think it was February, I think it was. February half term, maybe. So anyway, I can only assume that that's how I got the browser extension.
installed on my end. It's come through my Google Plus account. So, here's my mother saying, oh, there's nothing there that he's, you know, he's very boring, you know. And I said, yeah, you don't know what he's looking at. And I said, I'll tell you what for now. I said, it doesn't matter that you think things are boring. They'll have access to his email. If they've got access to his email, they've got access to his contacts. They've got access to all of the contact details for his contacts. And it goes on and on and on. And it's information. And I said, these are the type of people who collude to bomb cities, collude to ensure aeroplanes fall out the sky. And then it really hit home with it. I said, it's not as simple as just pinching $500 off you. It's not as simple as that. That's what they used to do. But we're talking about major terrorist groups, you know, actively targeting people. My dad's a, you know, I don't know whether they've targeted him specifically. I would tend not to think so. But, you know, I think Google makes it very easy for people to create targeting packs on others. Now, whether that's a physical targeting pack to murder them, and I'm not joking, all the way down to creating a targeting pack to steal data and personal information from a person. So, I created a screencast for them to ensure that they can delete their Chrome and Safari browser extensions and delete Wi-Fi data that's stored on the computer. And what they need to do is, and I need to seek advice, somebody may be able to type a little comment to change the IP address, because as the story went, the person in America was really playing on the IP address side of life. So I'm really angry with my dad, because part of it is his age coming into play here. As he gets older, he's really getting worse day by day of not paying attention and not being spatially aware. And as well as a few other things have happened in the past, now I'm seriously concerned that he doesn't understand what he's doing minute by minute when he's living his life and going about his business, because he doesn't understand, with having village mentality, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but with having village mentality, you know, where everybody knows each other, everybody just walks into everybody else's back doors because it's all right, nothing ever happens in the village, so to speak. But with him having village mentality, he's very unaware of the big bad nasties that are outside. And it's really knocked me that he's fallen for that. But I'm kind of not surprised. I'm not surprised.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.